The Holy Gospel according to John 14. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in him, I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are likely few words in the English language that elicit more warmth and nostalgia than the word home. And even though we would all admit that there is no such thing as a perfect home, most still respond quite positively whenever there is talk of home. It seems true as well that as we age, we remember more of the good memories of home and forget or choose not to recall what might have been hurtful or troubling. I have benefited from listening to the stories of home that a number of you have told me, especially the stories of home as you were growing up. And a number of you have been kind enough to listen to my stories too. It seems we share because we have been shaped by these stories. They are dear to us. Home is dear to us. In the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to John, we find Jesus sharing very important lessons with his disciples. Now, notice, we are reading from John 14, as per the lectionary schedule, even though we are in the sixth Sunday of Easter. These words recorded in John were those that Jesus spoke to his disciples just before he was crucified, and then obviously before he was resurrected. So why read this scripture now? Well, in these very important final lessons, Jesus is getting his disciples, his dear friends, ready for resurrection and Pentecost. These disciples were going to realize the blessing of walking in newness of life, and there was more kingdom work to accomplish. In fact, the whole Christian church universal needed to be established. Jesus knew they needed to be well-equipped with knowledge of God, of course, but then also equipped with power from on high. But also in these important lessons, there is talk of home. Jesus first tells his disciples in the beginning of chapter 14, he tells his disciples that he is leaving, that he is returning to the Father so that he might then prepare a place for them. Jesus was, in essence, telling his disciples that he was going home. Now, this was not exactly what the disciples wanted to hear. And we read in the scripture that they were very troubled. But Jesus did, in fact, have good news for them, because he said that even though he was leaving, he was coming. And that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit would come to them and be at home in them. That's exactly what it says in John 14. Jesus is leaving, but he's coming. He's going home, but he's coming home. Are you confused? Little. I get it, because it's a bit of a head scratcher. But it's there, it's true, and we are called by faith to believe it. But there's another thing. If home is one of the best words in our vocabulary, orphan is one of the saddest. And in this same gospel reading, even though we find reference to home, we also discover the word orphaned. Jesus was eager to reassure his disciples that even though he was leaving, he was not going to leave them orphaned. Now, think about what that word conjures up. To be orphaned is to be without a home, to be without parental love, to feel utterly and completely alone. That was not what Jesus wanted, nor was he going to allow his disciples to feel. Jesus was not going to abandon them. Jesus said, "I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you." And what he promised the disciples, Jesus promises to those who believe in him, who love him, who keep his commandments. Even as we live this life, we can feel an extraordinary sense of home that only comes because the triune God lives in us, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, making their home in us. Jesus said, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them, and we will make our home with them." Now, the reality is, there is no true sense of home apart from God. Saint Augustine prayed this: "O God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until we find our rest in you." Here's my interpretation of that quote as it applies to the truth of this gospel lesson. O God, you have made us for yourself, and we are homeless, orphaned, until we find our home in you and you in us. The lovely anthem the choir sang so well this morning is titled "The Road Home." These words begin that song. "Tell me, where is the road I can call my own, that I left, that I lost so long ago? All these years I have wandered, oh, when will I know? There's a way, there's a voice that will lead me home." It seems that verse of song reminds us of what it's like when we've lost our way, when we have lost our sense of home, of belonging, of feeling safe and supported, known and loved. Jesus knew very well that his disciples would feel this way once his physical presence was removed from them. So he promised that he would send the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit was and is the abiding presence of Christ himself. Christ in you, the hope of glory, the Apostle Paul writes. Jesus replaced himself with himself. The beautiful, comforting Holy Spirit that we have been given also is called the Spirit of reminding. Reminding us we are loved and forgiven. Reminding us that we belong to God, the one who is always with us and for us. The one who will provide us with the greatest sense of home that we can ever know in this life, with glad anticipation of the life to come in that new home without end. The last verse of the Road Home says this: "Rise up, follow me, come away is the call. With the love in your heart as the only song, there is no such beauty as where we belong. Rise up, follow me, I will lead you home." This beautiful choral anthem was composed by Stephen Paulus, who died in 2014 at the age of 65. He was a prolific and highly acclaimed American composer. Some 400 choral works are attributed to his great gift. He was also a person of faith. He was still working hard even at the age of 65, but he passed away and his life seemingly ended too soon. The anthem this morning is offered in memory of our own Paula Morgan, our beloved sister in Christ, a very gifted and loving teacher, director, vocalist, and musician, whose life here among us ended too soon. As God welcomed her home to her eternal home just a few short weeks ago, I think Paula would have liked that song very much. How blessed we are to have this home, our church home. It's not a perfect home. From time to time, we have issues. And perhaps even on occasion, we get on each other's nerves. But it is a home where we can feel a sense of belonging, of love and care and forgiveness, where we can speak the promises of God to one another, rejoice with those who rejoice, and sorrow with those who sorrow. What a privilege that we can be on this wonderful journey of life in Christ together, even as we walk each other home. Amen.